Happy New Year, Happy New Oxcast. Same old podcast, but a brand new spanking selection of events in and around Oxford for you, dear listeners.
I'm going to be talking about new writing, korfball, and some proper rock music this week.
Well, I've got BAFTA commentary, how you can time travel back to the day the music died, and also what atheists should do with their Sundays.
Intriguing.
I know. Start us off with something exciting, something interesting, something that's going to break people's minds for the new year.
Well, the first production at the Oxford Playhouse this year, other than the hilarious panto which runs until this Sunday the 12th, it's a very serious but also very surreal piece of theatre called Fijiland, and it's taking place in the BT studio, not on stage at the same time as the panto.
That would be very surreal
That would be more surreal than I think we're going
for. This is kind of like award-winning, isn't it? That means it must be terribly serious.
It's quite serious. It's the play set in a war zone, and it examines what happens when cell doors close and the world turns their eye away, kind of what happens when you think everything's being sorted. And it's a new play which has been written by Nick Gill, who is a very promising theatre writer who's been nominated for lots of awards and I think won a few as well for playwriting and new plays and that kind of thing.
I would say he's more than promising then. He's promised.
He's promised.
He's sworn. There we go.
And it's also been produced and directed by the resident producer, resident director at the Playhouse, along with their scheme. They do a sort of partnership with Magdalen College School. So again, more promising talents.
Excellent. Sounds good.
But basically, it's one hell of an antidote to all the Christmas shows and the pantos. So if you want to kind of sink your teeth into something really chewy to start your theatre year, then it's at 7:30 p.m, opens tonight, Wednesday 8th of January, and runs until Saturday, including a matinee on its last day as well.
That sounds fantastic.
Go along, tell us what you think.
You know what I want for Christmas? Issues. That's what I wanted. Anyway, you can see something perhaps a little bit lighter, perhaps a little bit more frothy and less important, but, you know, probably quite fun. It's at the New Theatre this week, and they have practiced the dark arts of necromancy to raise the greatest of history's rock stars from the dead. Either that, or they have a series of tribute concerts on. Yeah. The advertising didn't make it quite clear.
Yeah.
These are recreations of a series of amazing concerts that were performed in 1959. Most of them were tragically cut short in a plane crash on the day the music died. So it's great artists from the 50s now performing, as it were, the concerts they never quite got to do.
Oh, it's quite sad.
Tinge
of sentimentality.
In a tribute, surely not. No nostalgia here. Anyway, tonight, Wednesday, you can see 50s rockers Gene Vincent and Eddie Cochran, who were apparently the first to perform rock and roll in Britain from America. Serious rockers for the first time. Anyway, they are on tonight. On Thursday and Friday, you can see one of the greatest concerts that was never performed, because apparently just before two of them died, Elvis, Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper were scheduled to do a gig together. Now, how amazing would that
have
been? Dream team. But anyway, that's on Thursday and Friday. And on Saturday, you can head to a winter dance party. This was the last concert that Buddy Holly actually performed. And it's also got the songs of Ritchie Valens and, again, the Big Bopper. A series of...
A nice little series at the new theatre.
Yeah, exactly. That's about the way it feels, isn't it? Yeah. Also, if you go and see all three in the series, you get a discount price of £15 per show.
I hope so.
Devotion to the dead.
To the dream team.
To the dead musicians.
Speaking of dead music, well, it's very much alive, but it was dead once. Poetical Musica are an early music band from London, formed in the last couple of years, so they're new, but they play chamber music and early Baroque music, and they play that across the country and internationally. They are always on tour. Their schedule is insane. And the group have four musical residencies in churches in the UK, and one of those residencies is at the St Mary Magdalen Church here in Oxford.
Now, not the one that most people will probably think of if you say the St Mary Church in Oxford, though, right?
No, exactly. It is the one at the end of Broad Street, just before St Giles, opposite Debenhams, which is Magdalen Street, which is there. And there's not really many concerts that happen there.
I've never even seen it open. I assumed it was just like a kind of scenic feature put there for the tourists, basically.
No, so you can go along and see. They're going to be playing a trio of sonatas and solos by Arcangelo Corelli and Handel, and they're playing those with two violins and a cello, and they've got a harp and a harpsichord as well, just to give you a sense of the kind of music that's going to be.
Lovely, lovely.
Exactly. They're really quite successful considering how new they are, even though they play the very old music, and this is one of their first dates of 2014, so catch them before they then get whisked off, and that's Thursday the 9th of January from 7:30 p.m. at the St Mary Magdalen Church.
I feel very lowbrow now in comparison. I'm going to talk about some films that you can see. It's the time of the BAFTA nominations. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts have announced their picks for the best films and things of 2013. They need to get them out early so that the Oscars can copy their homework. Of course. Some of the best received films of the year are still in cinemas. There are obviously a huge lot of nominations for lots of films, but we're only going to be talking about the ones that you can still catch on the big screen, so you can make your mind up yourself. Onto the films, they are American Hustle, The Wolf of Wall Street, and 12 Years a Slave. These are three films which are fighting over lots and lots of award nominations, and they're all in cinemas. Some of them only open this week, which is kind of odd for a nomination. But anyway, it's a 2013 film.
They're not the kind of films you'd really open at Christmas, though, would you?
No, they're not really, are they?
I
know what I want to see for Christmas. Someone being taken into slavery and beaten. But yeah, no, I mean, they are incredible award-winning films. All three of these films are fighting over the Best Actor nomination, with Leonardo DiCaprio is The Wolf of Wall Street, Christian Bale for American Hustle, and Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, so you can see some powerful performances there. Amy Adams also upset expectations with a surprise Best Actress nomination for American Hustle, so you can see there's quite a lot of talent on
Jennifer
offer.
Lawrence, Best Supporting Actress?
No, I think not.
No!
Again, yeah.
She had her year last year, though, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
Set her aside.
Also coming out soon is August, Osage County, which stars Julie Walters, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. So if you want to get a look at what the BAFTA nominees look like this year, head along to see any of those films.
So that film hasn't come out yet, one that's been nominated?
I know. Again, and as of our recording this, 12 Years a Slave is due out in 2 days' time.
Maybe they do it on the financial year. Maybe they start in April. Or they run until the end of March, even though the award ceremony is before then.
Yeah, I think it's also similar with the Oscars, where like you have to have it screened once in a certain cinema. So maybe there's just like been one screening in someone's garden of 12 Years a Slave, and that's why it's for the 2013 crop.
On to some other entertainment. Do you have some music for us?
I do, yes. It's for if you fancy a dance this Friday.
A boogie.
Is that the term we're using?
That's the only word.
The 1970s called. They want their podcast back. Actually, no, they wouldn't even know what that was. It's called Jadares Por Fuera, and it's a flamenco and rumba band who are playing in the cellar. I love that. How often do you see a rumba band advertised? It's amazing.
Not enough, especially in the cellar. It's quite a small space. I imagine that's going to fill it up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to emanate.
Just coming through the ground. People are going to be walking along Cornmarket. Anyway, you can see them in the cellar. They're starting at 10 p.m. and then they're going to be followed off by some resident DJs who are going to be playing a mix of Latin, Balkan and world music beats. So it's going to be a really good, really body-shaking event.
Sounds very energetic.
What about some music from you?
There's a trio of rock bands playing at the O2 this Saturday night, and they're being presented by Black Bullets, which is a monthly rock night. Mm-hmm. This gig is in fact a pre-warm-up for one of the bands, Fighting Wolves. They're about to go on tour and release an album, and so in Oxford they're being supported by Piston and Sons of Icarus. It's all quite hard rock. It's the kind of thing you'd find in Kerrang! Magazine or on Kerrang! Radio. That's the kind of rock.
Fair
so
enough.
You will have to headbang, you will have to mosh, even if only for survival, because everyone around you will be doing exactly those things.
Pack your steel toe-capped boots, lads.
And Sons of Icarus are a new, young four-piece, and Fighting for Wolves are also relatively new. Mm-hmm. So if you're quite into kind of proper rock, but looking to discover something new or see what new stuff's being made out there, then this is for you. It's at the O2 on Saturday, anytime from 7 p.m.
If you fancy something slightly more sedate on Saturday night, well, have I got the event for you. There is a wonderful event called Stargazing, which is being organised by the Department of Physics, so couldn't get much more sedate than that. It's going to be on from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. on Saturday, and it's going to be a bit of a festival atmosphere. There's going to be lots of activities for young kids. And last year, nearly 1,200 people went along to this.
It was hugely popular.
Massive.
And definitely do go early, because I think the last time you can actually go for the stargazing is 9:30, the last time you can get in. So do go before then. It is dark quite early, so don't wait about.
It's run in tandem with the BBC programme called Stargazing, which is basically to learn about astronomy, it's to learn about sort of questions about space. There will be real working astronomers there so that you can talk to, real working telescopes you can look through, and they can answer all your questions about horoscopes. I bet they'll enjoy that as well.
And so what do you have for an atheist to do on a Sunday this week?
Oh, I knew that was intriguing you, you filthy godless heathen that you are. It's something called the Sunday Assembly. Now, have you run across these before?
I heard of it. I knew it was coming to Oxford.
Mm. Well, this is a growing phenomenon that's actually started in London, but it's now spreading around the world. And what they are is their church for the churchless, basically. It's a weekly non-religious meeting that aims to give people the kind of sense of community and togetherness that traditional religions offer, but just a little bit less God. A bit less God. I mean, less God than Anglicanism, and that's saying something. People will listen to thought-provoking speakers. They sing along to, like, Stevie Wonder and Queen, like the kind of modern hymns, and they share ideas about how to improve their community.
Tea and cake.
Tea and cake is, of course, a major feature. It's nice to see where your heart lies. Is it that you found the communion wafers a bit dry and boring? Is that why you abandoned your faith?
I like something a bit moister.
Yeah.
Carrot cake, maybe.
Oh, God, yeah. Now, if Jesus said, take this carrot cake, this is my body. Yeah, I could see them packing the pews. Anyway, they're going to be on this Sunday in the East Oxford Community Centre. They're running from 11 a.m, which I like, civilised start time, another strike against traditional religions, to 1 p.m. And the theme for this event is called Change Through Learning, with a neuroscientist from Oxford University who's going to talk about how to improve your mind and, you know, make yourself a kind of wiser person in the new year. Sounds pretty good.
Sounds actually very cool.
Yeah. Anyway, you can turn up, and they say turn up early, because they're expecting a big turnout in East Oxford. Can't think why. Anyway, what can you do after Sunday?
On to a new week, and a new load of new writing at the BT Studio.
Everything's new this year, isn't it?
It
is. New artists, new awards, new ways of gathering together. Tell us about the new writing.
So, Almost Random Theatre, also known as ART or maybe Art, not sure what they prefer. They have a series of plays on at the BT Studio on Monday and Tuesday. The main feature each night is a play by local playwright Chris Sivwhite. The first one's about a granddaughter challenging her grandfather's perceptions on life. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is about a school assembly turning a bit dark.
Ooh.
And following on from his main feature play, there are two plays each night which were the winner and the runner-up of Almost Random Theatre's playwriting competition last year. So on Monday, the theme is well-being for the two plays following Chris Sivwhite's. And on Tuesday, the extra plays explore the theme of retreat. So over two nights, you can discover 6 new pieces of writing with various themes, lots of them local playwrights, in the BT Studio. It's quite a lot to take in.
It's extraordinary. My January is going to be packed. I'm going to have my brain filled by sort of the 10th or something like that.
Exactly. It's Monday and Tuesday. It's £8 each day, and it's from 7:30 p.m. in the BT Studio.
I've got something for you to do on Tuesday. If you need to retreat from retreats, you can head along to Café Scientifique. It's a French thing. They start in France, so I'm going to ask Anaïs to pronounce the name of this one.
Oui, oh, Café Scientifique.
Obviously. Their slogan is Science for the Price of Coffee, which is a lovely slogan.
Oh, nice.
They're running every second Tuesday in the month. It's always at 7 p.m, and this one's going to be in the Oxford Natural History Museum, which is a lovely venue. And the point of the cafe is basically a sort of public forum where scientists can meet non-scientists in a kind of, you know, open, friendly exchange. There can be informal discussion and entertainment and a kind of, you know, a little bit of thought-provoking there as well. Just
it's
slipping
a bit like
the
Oxford Sci-Bar who meet in pubs, except without the pub element.
No, more tea than pub.
More tea,
which is
more
an interesting,
science,
interesting
less
thing.
Beer.
Let's see how it goes. Well, it's quite appropriate that it should be tea because their speaker this week is Penny Garner, another Oxford University scientist. She is going to be talking about a different way of coping with Alzheimer's. Heavy stuff, but no doubt thought-provoking.
Definitely. So we tend to mostly talk about new events or one-off events in the Oxcast, but as it's the new year and there are hundreds and hundreds of regular classes and activities going on in Oxford, we thought we'd pick a few in case you want to try something new for 2014.
Exactly. If you want to stretch your body, stretch your mind, learn a new skill, we thought this would be a great way to highlight some really cool events that are on this year.
Go ahead with your first.
Okay, I walked into that one. Well, the first is something that clearly I'm going to need to take up a bit more of if I'm going to keep on trying to crack jokes on this podcast. It's an improvised comedy workshop which is being run by Oxford Comedy Deathmatch. Oxford Comedy Deathmatch are really, really great local Oxford comedy improvisers, as the name might suggest. They do really fun shows, often in pubs around the city, so watch out for those in the new year. But they're offering a free improvised comedy and acting workshop. So basically you go along, you'll do exercises, you'll do little scenes with other people. You'll just basically learn to kind of stretch your boundaries and just have a bit of fun. Flex your comedy muscles, exactly. In my case, they may be atrophied, very much like my real muscles, actually.
Well, funnily enough, I also chose the improvised comedy workshop as one of the cool things to do. So clearly we both need to go along.
Yeah.
Because we're both desperately in need of workshopping some comedy.
That's going to be on Wednesdays. It's from 7 to 9. And look at their website, ocdimprov.com, for details.
Well, since I can no longer talk about that,
pip to the post,
I'm going to talk about roller derby. So roller derby is a strategic contact sport played on flat roller skates in an oval track. And if you don't know the film Whip It, it explores that very well. It's by Drew Barrymore. It's a really, really fun film.
Hang on. So is this basically rugby on roller skates?
A little bit different.
Okay.
But if you want, it has elements of rugby and it does have roller skates.
Good.
You can go along to give it a go in Blackbird Lees on Thursdays. It's a £5 session, but if you can't quite manage with skating but still like the cut of their jib, you can get involved in lots of other ways as well. There's roles you can take on that don't involve you wearing knee pads. So
always nice to hear that about an organisation.
There's currently a women's team who play the fixtures, but men are also welcome in the training sessions.
Right, okay.
And it's really a lot of fun, so give roller derby a go.
You're going to be breaking out your knee pads and going along yourself, are you?
Maybe.
Yeah, that'll get your place on the team. Scottish country dancing, prepare you for your next Cayley if you're going to dance your night away. It's on Thursdays at St Michael and All Angels Church Hall, which is in Summertown. Lovely, lovely little venue there. Quite big venue, actually. We've got a huge reinforced floor, perfect for dancing around on. And they say that you can just turn up. You don't even need to bring your kilt.
That was the one question I wanted to ask.
You know how you tell a true Scotsman, Anais?
Their accent.
He's got dandruff on his shoe caps. Anyway... It's going to be £3, that's at 7:30 on Thursdays. What have you got for us?
Korfball. So korfball is a mixed sex sport similar to basketball or netball, originating from Holland in the early 20th century. You can play it from 6:30 to 8pm at the Oxford Spies Academy just off Cowley Road every Thursday. The sport is apparently very popular not only in Belgium, but also in Taiwan. How about that? Far-reaching.
That's an interesting mix of countries.
Yeah, those are the two main countries that it's really, really taken off. If you want to know more, you can drop in for a session. The first four sessions are free, so nothing to lose to give it a go. Turn up four times.
Four sessions? That's more than I get out of most gym memberships I've paid for.
Exactly. So good if you're on a budget, and if you're good at netball or basketball or want to give either of those a go but not actually do them, do something Dutch instead. Then korfball's for you.
Sounds fantastic. Well, those are just a small selection of some fantastic events that we've got. There are more, many more, hundreds more on our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also find places to live or advertise if you've got a spare room, and you can find jobs as well.
If you're looking for anything new in the new year, I would recommend going on there. We've got it all.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford and search Facebook to like our Facebook page, Daily Info Oxford.